Let's talk dry January. For a lot of people, January is about building new habits, learning to stick to a budget, eating healthier, exercising more. And for a lot of people, taking a break from alcohol fits nicely into all of those goals. It's a chance to re-examine one's relationship with alcohol or maybe just recover from holiday excess. But here we are, two-thirds of the way through the month. Is commitment perhaps flagging a bit? Is all that seltzer bringing you down? Here to help us is Alex Delaney with Bon Appetit magazine. He just wrote about this, and he is a dry January devotee himself. Alex Delaney, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Michelle.
Well, you know, January is cold in a lot of places, and dry January takes away two things that people seem to really care about, particularly when it's cold, which is warmth and liquor. Why do you think this is growing in popularity? I just keep seeing a lot more talk about it and people writing about it. Why do you think this is growing in popularity?
Sure. I mean, I think that non-alcoholic drinks are on the rise. People are drinking less. I think the younger generation is kind of leading that charge. And I think there's generally more thought about wellness and moderation than there has been before.
Well, you just wrote a piece about kind of how to spice things up, but what have been the go-tos? I mean, and do you agree that part of the reason maybe people, their commitment flags is that their drinks are, they're bored with their drinks?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you can only drink so many lime seltzers before your boredom takes over. But that's the thing. With this growing interest, there are so many new brands that are making non-alcoholic either cocktails or beers or just good old-fashioned beverages. I'm obsessed right now with this brand called Minna, M-I-N-N-A. They make sparkling tea. And they do a hibiscus tea with lime that I have been drinking nonstop. It's the most refreshing, lively thing. But then I'm also drinking a lot of non-alcoholic beer. There's a brewery called Athletic Brewing out of Connecticut that makes, you know, an IPA that tastes like an IPA without any of the booze. So there are a ton of options that have kind of opened up over the past couple of years.
And you came up with a recipe that you posted on Bon Appetit. It's a Rent Week Gingerade for dry January. I can't give the whole recipe here, but kind of give us the gist of it. It sounds delicious.
So basically what I'm doing with that recipe is making kind of a syrup, a reduced liquid out of ginger, orange peel, orange juice, and spices like clove, aniseed, and black peppercorn, and then just adding it to seltzer. It kind of takes the place of the sweet, bitter combination that you would get from, you know, a cocktail you love, like a Negroni or an Old Fashioned or something like that. It's exciting.
So when many people who still want to go out in dry January, I mean, you said in your piece that one of the things that's helpful about it is that, you know, it's cheaper to not drink alcohol. Yeah. And so your wallet definitely gets a rest. But some people still want to go out. And is there something you recommend that people order? You already given us a couple of examples, like you can order a non-alcoholic beer or something like that. But are there, say, mocktails or something that feels exciting that you can order when you go out?
For sure. For me, it's always a bitters and soda. You can change the bitters up. You can change the citrus up, whatever you want to do at the bar. But also, most bars will accommodate someone who isn't drinking. So finding places like that where, you know, people who are observing Dry January can, you know, go and have a good time, and people who aren't can also go and have a good time. That's kind of the key for me.
That is Alex Delaney of Bon Appetit magazine. Alex, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.